Hello and welcome to another episode of Made in Manitoba, one we're particularly excited about because it's a debut.
Altona-based singer, songwriter, and music producer Daggers is joining us for the first time. Originally from the Vancouver area, Laura Smith and her partner and longtime collaborator Andrew Brown moved to southern Manitoba in 2020.
Now, the duo has been in the music business for over 20 years, having previously co-founded and led the pop rock duo Roco Code, which released multiple albums and toured around the world.
Now known professionally and on stage as Daggers, Laura also operates Sparkle Studio in Altona and has been selected as one of just seven women across Canada to participate in Music Publisher Canada's 2025 Women in Studio National Accelerator.
Now in its seventh year, the program offers professional development, mentorship, and networking opportunities with some of the top minds in Canadian music.
We'll ask her about having that opportunity and also get to know her music during Daggers' debut on Made in Manitoba. We get started after this.
When we go back to the water, it will hold us, we surrender. We can go back, just wait and see.
When we find ourselves doubting, we can follow that path. We can take from the water and drink from the past.
Hold on to me. Take me back to the place of endless embrace where we can just be. Spinning wheels, taking sides, until we went back to the water.
It just balances out the G's.
Because there's two G's, you put two S's.
And there was another Daggers. And it's kind of like when you're an artist, you want to have a persona that's almost a little bit bigger than you are. And like, I'm not a very tough person. I don't come across that way. So it's just like kind of fun to be a little more edgy than.
A little bit of a play on words then, kind of. For people, especially for people who know you. Your real name is Laura.
Mm-hmm.
Laura Smith. And you're not from here, Laura. You're from way out west. And you have migrated to Altona, Manitoba. Before we talk about your music, what's life been like in Altona? What do you think of, for someone from the West Coast, what do you think of Altona, Manitoba?
Well, there's no ocean.
Yeah, and we got some hills, but no mountains.
Yeah.
No mountains.
No, I mean, it's beautiful, the sky, people are awesome, the community is great.
What do you think about looking out into open fields? Like compared to living in BC, like you can't see 100 meters. Is that weird
it
for
is
someone
weird.
From BC?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a friend of mine from here says he hates being in the West Coast because it's like suffocating. It's
yes.
like almost suffocating in the opposite way.
Yeah.
But I'm getting used to it.
Well, that's good. Welcome here.
Thank you.
I'd like to get to know a little bit more about your music. So let's start talking about that. What kind of music do you make?
I'm going with alt pop, sparkly synths, and yeah, any kinds of pop for myself. And then in my production, I've delved into folk, or I'm doing kind of like a Halloween pop project right now. I'm doing some hyper pop today for a brief.
Wait, hold on. What is hyper pop? What is that?
Well, actually, you know, the Charlie XCX Brat record.
Yeah.
That's kind of hyperpop.
That's considered hyperpop.
Yeah.
Where did your musical inspiration come from? Like, what did you listen to? Where do you get inspiration from? Who do you like? Who do you like to listen to on your own time?
I'd say Robin is one of my favorites.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Body really Talk. Good. That record is like 10 years old now, but it's just, I steal from it
yeah.
often.
Yeah. As you should. It's fantastic.
Yeah. And other artists like Mo, and just things, just sounds.
Were you
outside,
fairly
anywhere.
Musical as a young person? Like, did you listen to music as a kid? Did your parents get you into music? What were you listening to when you were growing up?
Oh, wow. Okay, my first CD was Shania Twain, The Woman and Me.
Let's go.
But my second CD was TLC, Crazy, Sexy, Cool. So
that's a 180.
I spent 8 years with a band with my partner, Andrew Brown,
yeah,
from Altona.
Close enough.
We had a band called Roco Code, which was kind of like alt pop rock. And we toured all over North America.
Wow.
Except for Mexico. And yeah, we released a lot of records. And then we took a little break. And I was teaching piano.
In Altona?
At a rec center in North Vancouver.
Oh, cool.
And then we decided to move here 2020. And then now we have Sparkle Studio, which is technically
in Altona.
In Altona.
What do you write music for? Like when you're writing your songs, what are you writing songs about? Like you said earlier, you like sounds of nature and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So is that where you draw a lot of your songwriting inspiration from?
This is a good question. I'm often working with other artists these days, so it's usually kind of what they're inspired by or what their vision is or what the energy is from them. And I feel like I'm more in a supportive role.
Yep.
Which is really, really fun.
Do you prefer, and I mean maybe you don't yet, but do you prefer being the one making the music or being the producer? Do you have a preference to one or the other?
I think I kind of flip-flop.
Yeah.
It depends.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have some plans for a record.
Your own record?
Yeah, but I do like doing it for other people.
What is it about producing that's so much fun? Because like when you're writing a song and creating a song, you're bearing your soul and putting mm-hmm. it all out there. As a producer, you don't really do that. But like you said, it's a supportive role. So you – like a producer is supposed to try to – get more out of this artist, right? How much fun has that been as an artist yourself to try to work with these artists to bring them up to another level?
Yeah, it's so fun. Yeah, I was working with an artist from Winnipeg named Ayub, who's up and coming.
Okay.
And he came to Sparkle Studio, and it was his first time working with anyone, and he was so talented, and we just had the most fun all day, and he was so happy. We've been working on some other songs, and we're just kind of like exploring, and I don't know, it's just fun to like play off one another. I kind of think of it like a waterfall of like you say an idea and then they say an idea and then it just kind of keeps going.
And it cascades and then
cascades
into a big pool, and all of a sudden a song comes out.
Yeah, exactly.
So did you complete a song with this artist already? Like
is it done? We're mixing. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a favorite part of the process of creating a song? Like I know I asked you, do you prefer songwriter or producing, but some people like writing the lyrics. Some people like finding the melody. Some people like mixing, and some people like mastering. Is there a part of the process you like?
I like all of it.
What is it about it that you like? Because like not everybody enjoys this, right?
Yeah.
Like this is not for everybody. So what is it about it that keeps drawing you back and making you want to continue to do this?
I don't know. I must be crazy.
Well, you are an artist, so that does make sense.
I did leave the music industry for a couple of years, but I came back. I feel like the songwriting with a bunch of other people is the most fun because it's like playing. I feel like you get that. You have the sign about growing old is mandatory, growing up is optional. That's kind of the vibe. And then
that's a musician vibe. Yeah. That's so true.
And then like the mixing is fun because you're kind of refining it and like making it into this thing. I don't care at all what you might think.
That was the song Screaming Out from Daggers, who is joining us tonight on Made in Manitoba for her debut with us.
Off stage and out of studio, the Altona area resident is Laura Smith and has been picked as one of just 7 women across Canada to take part in Music Publisher Canada's 2025 Women in the Studio National Accelerator.
We'll ask her about that opportunity to grow and connect and also hear more about the artist she's working with right now as a producer when Made in Manitoba returns with Daggers. After this.
In the morning.
we're actually here, Laura, to talk to you about the Music Publishers of Canada and their accelerator program. Is that what it's called?
It's called Women in the Studio.
And so this is just for women artists in Canada, and you have been selected as one of...
Seven.
What does that mean to you to be one of seven women selected for this?
Well, it's pretty awesome. I've applied five times.
And finally you made it through.
Finally. But there are a lot of talented producers up and coming. However, there's a huge disparity in, like, most music that you hear on the radio is made not by women or gender diverse or gender expansive people. So Music Publishers Canada and many other organizations like Good and Plenty that I'm an organizer for,
right.
They're trying to close that gap.
And give you guys resources. So can you tell, like, this accelerator program, I understand that they're trying to close the gap, but what is it actually? Like, what is program?
It is a six-month accelerator where we're basically getting training, mentorship, we're doing workshops. We get to go to Toronto for a week in the summer.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yonge Street is so much fun. I love Toronto. Downtown Toronto is way too much fun.
I think we'll probably just be in studios, like inside.
You'll probably be in some pretty cool studios in Toronto.
Yes.
Okay, so the Accelerate program. So this is for brand new? Because you're not a brand new artist.
No.
So this is for artists that are somewhat established?
Mm-hmm. Like mid-level producer songwriters.
Okay.
And most of us tend to be also artists.
It doesn't necessarily have to be an artist. You just have to be involved in the music industry.
Yeah.
How many women are producing songs that we hear on the radio right now?
I think the stat is up to 6%. And I think in 2019, the study that they did was 2%. So it's really tripled.
Like because of programs like this accelerator program?
I would say there's a huge movement. There's a lot of support and training for women and like non-binary folks to come in the studio. We're just working hard.
Huh. Do you know who my favorite artist is of all time?
Who?
She's a female and she's Canadian. Can you guess?
Lights.
Yes.
Really?
That is my favorite musician of all time.
Oh, she's so cool. She's
the coolest person of all time.
Yes.
And I think she does a really good job of unapologetically being a woman.
Yes.
In the music space.
Yeah.
How important is that for you, like, to have someone like that in the Canadian music industry to try to follow, I guess?
I think that's really important. Like, I remember there was a time when I just listened to alt-rock radio, and then I remember the first time I heard Tegan and Sarah, and I was like, what? There
right?
are women here?
They let girls do this?
And and Lights, like, she's, I love how you said expansive, because I think, like, as I've gotten older and, like, more wise in the industry, I feel more expansive and it feels more important to, like, take up more space and just, like, authentically be myself.
Yeah, and just be you, like, right in front of people. Huh, that is so cool. Okay, so you've had a couple sessions with this accelerator program so
mm-hmm.
far. What kind of things have you worked on so far? What have they done with you?
We have done publishing, just like how does publishing work? It's kind of a mysterious part of the industry.
A part of the industry most people just try to ignore.
Yeah. We did royalties, getting into the real fun stuff,
but that's
where
great.
Money can come from. We've done some songwriting mentorship. I was telling you that my songwriting mentor is Hill Kirkutis, who's
right.
the first woman to ever win
a Juno.
Engineer of the Year, which was very cool.
That's very cool. Does that inspire you to see women doing those things? Does it light a fire under your belly to try to do that as well? Or does it just allow you to understand that you can be in this space? Like how does it make you feel to see these women doing these things in this industry that typically is fairly male dominated?
Yeah, I think it's so important to see people doing the thing. And
yes.
even to be a person. Now I get to be a person doing the thing and mentor young women and boys or, you know, girls and boys and
kids. The kids that are going to come watch you play. And,
yeah.
Huh. That is so cool. How long have you been making music for?
20 years.
Wow.
Yep.
What's the first song? Do you still remember the first song you ever wrote?
I remember writing songs when I was really little. I feel like those don't count.
Have you been able to find those songs that you wrote when you were really little?
No, sadly.
Because how cool would that be?
I know.
Like, just
so
to see
cool.
the progress, right?
It would be. But I do remember a song that I wrote, and I actually recorded it in Victoria. I had access to this free studio somehow when I was in high school.
That's cool.
And, yeah, so I have a few CDs kicking around that I probably won't send you to put on the radio.
Pretty please.
I have some newer songs.
Those ones we're going to get you to send us to put on the radio for sure.
Yeah.
So you said, like, is there a plan to put a full-length album out? Do you have a full-length album already?
As Daggers, no.
No.
But as my former project, right. Vocal Code, has lots.
As Daggers, is that the plan to put out?
Yes.
Or do you plan on focusing more on producing?
I have some ideas that okay. I'm not going to
Don't tell
share.
Me everything. No, no, I don't want to know. I'm just curious.
Yes, I would like to release a record in the next couple of years.
Do you have any advice for young people that are interested in getting into the music industry? Do you have anything that's like maybe even something you would say to your younger self back in the day? Is there tips or tricks for anyone?
Well, it's a challenging industry,
yep.
So be prepared for that. But I think in terms of creativity, like, just be yourself and try not to care what anyone thinks, because, you know, that's how you're going to make your best art.
Artists are funny, though. Like, it's such a finicky business, right? Like, you never know what people are going to like or what they aren't going to like. How do you manage that? How do you manage to be okay with putting yourself out there and being okay with, I guess, criticism sometimes?
Yeah, that's a hard thing. I mean, we're not like, I don't think we have it as bad as actors.
True.
But yeah, that took me a while to figure out how to deal with. But I think the more that I make music for myself and don't go, okay, what should I be making? What's the label going to think? What are my fans going to think? Or like, who are my fans? What do I want them to like? You know, I just like, oh, I like this. This is what I want to say. And the artists that make music that way are the ones I like the most.
Thank you.
The song "The Whole World's Coming Over to My House." The first version of that song wraps up our conversation with Laura Smith, known as Daggers. On stage and in the studio, the Altona-based singer-songwriter and music producer joined us tonight for the first time on Made in Manitoba.
If you didn't catch it, she does have a number of singles out, and you can find those on your favorite streaming services. But she is hoping to put out an entire album in the next couple years.
You can have another listen to tonight's program by searching for Made in Manitoba at podcastville.ca. Until next week, at this time, I'm Zach Drieger, and he's Chris Sumner. Good night.